Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello and welcome to the Gridiron Show. It is the off-season, so we're pretty lax at getting pods done, but we are here because we have a huge announcement. The Pacific Coast Gridiron Tour. Ben Mortimer from Touchdown Trips getting you, yes, you, in the game is going to join us to go break it down, get all the X's and O's of the tour. We'll also go through all the big news, including Matt Ryan. What does that mean for Aaron Rodgers, Ben, Big Ben throwing a hissy fit, and all the other stuff that's going on. And I think Will Gavin's got a man crush on CJ Anderson. Let's find out more about that. This is the Gridiron Show. To the Gridiron Show in association with Touchdown Trips, getting you,
yes, you,
yes, you out there in the game. Willie,
already getting quite a few of you in the game as well. The number of people that have already signed up since we announced the tour 3 or 4 days ago,
it's incredible. The tour is incredible. We'll talk to Ben Mortimer in just a moment. I'm in the studio, you're in your pants at home. What's going on, buddy?
I'm actually in a pair of fetching salmon dress shorts and my Frank Gore training top.
Okay. What a horrendous colour combo with your ginger hair and your blotchy skin that would be. Jeepers.
Do you want me to send you a photo?
Yeah, send me a photo.
One for the Spank Bank.
Oh, come on. It's a family show. Is it a family
show? I first of all, I don't know if it is anymore.
I
first of all want to apologise to all the listeners that I encouraged to send questions in, because we're not going to do them. Maybe we'll do them on another show, but we ended up getting Ben on and it went for about 20 minutes, which was great. But yeah, we're just not. We've not got the time. Who wants to hear us talk for an hour and a half or whatever?
No, they don't. No one wants to. No one wants to. I mean, they do because they're listening in. But still,
hopefully they do at least.
Yeah.
Hopefully they still enjoy it. Yeah, the trip is amazing. 4 top level NFL games, one of which is literally like if it's the NFC championship game or divisional game, you wouldn't be that shocked. It has been in previous years. I'm talking, of course, about 49ers Giants.
Do you know what? I was going to ask you which one you're talking about, because they're both absolute doozies. Like, ridiculous games.
We're going to some of the best stadiums in the NFL. We're going to some cracking college games and college stadiums, including, oh no, do you know what? I'm not going to ruin it. Let's get straight to Ben Mortimer from Touchdown Trips to tell you all about the tour and how you...
Yes, you!
...can get involved. All right, so joining us now to discuss our now announced... It's actually been announced for a fair few days, but the nature of the off-season is that we are only just getting to chat with Ben Mortimer. He is one of the busiest men in all of the Christendom. I'm trying to think of what I would say, but in all of any kind of travel, because they do such good trips out to the States. And I think ours has to be ranking amongst one of the best that they could possibly do. Ben, the Gridiron Tour, already a lot of excitement about this, already a lot of people getting booked up and getting involved. It's fair to say that when this fell together on the schedule, I think we picked it within about 10 minutes of the schedule coming out.
Yeah, I think you emailed me before I woke up. I woke up to your email saying, this is good, Ben. Can we do this? So I think you had it on the money from looking at the schedule. So some you know, sort of patterns of games just jump out at you. And yeah, this is the obvious one. I think we had a couple of ideas, and we looked at a few different itineraries. But as far as providing a great selection of games and decent value as well, that this is the one that we had to go with, I think. So we're pretty happy with it.
Sadly, Lambeau didn't come through. Just once Green Bay are playing in the time period that would have been ideal for us. Any later is too cold, and before it's before and in and around the international series. But talk us through, for those that haven't seen on the website, what are we looking at? How many games? Where are we going? What's going on? Because of course I didn't get the email, so I don't know what's going on.
Sorry, Ollie. I just you know, kind of assume you'll show up and just go with whatever. But yeah. It's a 7 or 10 night option this year. So we're giving a couple. So if you go with the LA add-on at the end, we've got a 10 night trip. We've got 6 football games in completion. We have 4 NFL. We have 2 college. We start off with a flight direct from London Heathrow. We can add regional connections as well. So we've got some people already that are looking to come from Belfast, Manchester, Newcastle. So we can tag those on in the morning, or we can do a Heathrow hotel like we did for about half the people last year, so that you don't have to worry about missing your connection to San Francisco. Leaving at around 10:30 on the 9th of November, fly straight out, get there that night. We transfer to a Fisherman's Wharf, a really nice looking hotel, got great feedback, and pool tables downstairs and stuff like that. So that's all good. And Saturday we'll head over to see Stanford against Oregon State, which is the first college game of the tour. And obviously that's a good start to the trip. It's a traditional old college team, and hopefully they'll keep the band on the sidelines before the game ends anyway. And then we've got the
Ben, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm so excited about Stanford, because Willie went over there when we did our own road trip, as it were, and I didn't get to go to California that time. And Stanford is where my favorite non-Green Bay Packer player came from. So right. I will 100% be getting a Christian McCaffrey jersey, number 5. I cannot wait for Stanford game. Love it. Carry on.
That's going to be good. And actually, we're relying on, I mean, obviously you guys are the tour guides. I'll just take a back seat as we get out there. So Will has been there before, and we're taking the train to go see Stanford. So relying on your tour guide expertise there, Will, to get us all there safely. But I'm sure that'll be absolutely fine.
It's dead easy on the train. It's a great tailgate, and it's a great atmosphere as well.
That's great, and that's, you know, and that gave me full confidence in that game as well. So I think we'll have a fun time beforehand. We're all going to be seated together in the upper level for that game, and then we have the following day, after a night in San Francisco, obviously, which is not short of things to do. We've got the Sunday trip over to the Coliseum to see the Oakland Raiders take on the LA Chargers, and obviously that's for a lot of people going to be a bit of a must-see, because it's not going to be around for much longer, the Coliseum. And yes, it has its leaks and its faults, and it is fairly decrepit, but at the same time it has the black hole, and it is a legendary stadium. So I think a lot of people are actually really looking forward to seeing the Raiders in their spiritual home, and also you know, seeing the black hole. And we've got a tailgate beforehand with some fairly hardcore Raiders fans that do win awards for their barbecue, so that's a good little plus as well.
I mean, and the words "awards for their barbecue" absolutely ring in my ears with the most beautiful possible tone. I'm excited about that. I've been to a game there as well, the same weekend. Actually went to the Stanford game. Again, incredible atmosphere. It is a decrepit old stadium, but sometimes that's nice. Sometimes there's a bit of atmosphere to it. We get to see Gruden in action, and we get to see the Chargers for the first time on the tour, who for me are my pick of the AFC at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be strong, and I think the Raiders are due a bounce back season as well, aren't they, with you know, kind of even though they lost Crabtree and what have you, at least they have a fully healthy Derek Carr, and I think they're with Gruden back, that's going to be fun to see that team perform this season. But I agree, I think the Chargers are going to be a tough test, which is and a good team. So it's a good job we see them twice.
So Oregon, Stanford, Chargers, Raiders. Then Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. Then, so the following day, we've got, you know, a bit of a morning of exploring San Francisco, taking it easy, having a bit of brunch. And then we will take a fan coach down to Santa Clara and head to the Levi Stadium, get there about 3 hours prior. And we've got the Monday Night Football game of the 49ers and the New York Football Giants. The good thing about being on the West Coast is it kicks off at sort of 5:20. So it means that we can get back as well to have a couple of beverages in San Francisco afterwards.
Boozy night in San Fran afterwards. We get to see Jimmy G, Saquon Barkley, some bloke called Eli Manning. I'm loving this game. If you thought about this game, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks into the season, last season, it would be the worst game. But with what the Giants... it would be. But what the Giants have done with... Odell Beckham! How could I forget him? So what the Giants have done in the draft, getting all of their injured guys back, and then San Francisco with Jimmy G, that is just such a humdinger of a game. Cannot wait for that.
I agree, and it's got that history, isn't it? You know,
yes.
those NFC Giants. And, looking forward to seeing Jimmy G. And I know that Eli guy, you're a big fan of him, aren't you? That's...
Yeah.
He's quarterback of the season, NFC. So we have that.
By the way, I also know the exact bar that we will be going to when we head back into San Francisco, because there is a dive bar near the Moscone Center, and maybe dive bars aren't for everyone, but me and Ollie absolutely love this place. It has some of the best wings you'll ever try in your life, and they do, you know, the classic beer and a shot for absolutely nothing, and I've already got it scouted out, guys. Don't you worry.
And do you know what's great about this bar? I rewatched Deadpool the other day. They filmed a load of Deadpool in that bar. It's amazing.
It's correct.
It's
true.
Go and watch Deadpool. The bar in Deadpool. That's the bar we're going to go. It's a superb bar. You order your food from a little from a little booth outside, and then you can take it back inside. It's got incredible beers because America has really gone all in for their craft beers. So it's amazing beers. It's a great atmosphere. I've forgotten all about that bar. Can't wait for the bar. What happens the next day, Benny?
Hang on. So do they have the actual Deadpool blackboard from the movie in that bar then? Because that's where Deadpool, it was. That's where they were writing the names down, weren't they? People were going to be killed.
But it's just a list of beers.
Oh, yeah, a list of beers. That's amazing. No, that's a very exciting addition there, Ollie. I had no idea. So yes, we can end up there. But that does actually remind me as well that we've had a couple of inquiries from people who are looking to maybe bring their sons or daughters who may be under 21. This is a under 21 friendly trip as well, and obviously not everyone's not compelled to go to all bars. And indeed, many bars serve food and will let you in. You obviously just can't drink. It's just a reminder that we've had a few queries saying, "Oh, is this like, you know, safer?" Yes, it is safer under 21s. So that's fine. We welcome everybody. So that's Monday.
Ollie and I are incredibly child friendly.
We really are.
In the best possible way,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we've got Tuesday. We will be, after breakfast, taking a coach, a luxury coach, and doing a bit of driving, because we do like driving on the Gridiron Tour, don't we? And
100%.
And seeing some scenery. And this is a scenic drive. We're going up the Pacific Coast, not right hugging the coast, but still going to be driving up into lovely Oregon, and stopping off for the night in a place called Ashland, Oregon, which you'll want to Google. It's a very nice little town. It has a lot of breweries. Oregon is kind of on top of that, certainly that West Coast microbrewery revolution, and Ashland is no exception. So we've actually got one that's directly opposite the hotel. I can exclusively reveal on the show that we have now confirmed a tour and tasting of that brewery for the evening that we're there, so that will be something to do. And then they also have a restaurant for us to have dinner in afterwards, so it's a good stop.
Superb.
On the way. On Wednesday, so after stopping off there and doing a bit of Oregon stuff, we'll continue in Oregon on Wednesday, driving up, probably having a quick visit to Portland, maybe having lunch in Portland, because that's a cool city, and then also stopping at the Woodburn Outlets, which is a... in Oregon, shopping is tax-free, or stuff is tax-free. You do tax-free shopping, and it's one of the few states on the West Coast that offer that. So because so many guys last year took Ubers in Charlotte to the outlets, we thought, well, let's just do an outlet shop on the way so that people can get off the bus, get the souvenirs, and get back on and continue.
Benny, that's a great shout. And going to, if you haven't been to the States before, even going to an outlet shopping centre or an outlet mall is an experience in itself, and it's something that you have to do. It's part of the culture, and it's a very consumer-led society in the United States, but it's part of the culture. It's 100% something to do. Plus, you'll be able to get your cheap NFL gear, your cheap baseball gear, cheap jeans, cheap electrics. It's superb. Absolutely. All in on that. Great addition. Carry on.
Good stuff. Cheers. Okay, so then we'll get in the evening to Seattle, Washington, and check into our hotel, which is a couple of blocks from the Space Needle, and we'll settle down for the night, have a few beverages in Seattle, listen to some grunge music, prepare ourselves for Thursday, which will be basically a free morning to look around, maybe head down to Pike Place Market to see Starbucks and things like that, then have an afternoon tailgate prior to the Seattle Seahawks versus the Green Bay Packers.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
What a game.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that can't be, that in no
what
way
just
can be a bad
Ollie
game.
What just happened?
Sorry,
did Ollie just collapse?
I just hit the desk. I was so excited about it.
Yeah,
I knew this was coming, but I'm still really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, what can you see? There's nothing you need to say, is that, you know, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, the loudest stadium in the NFL.
Willie gets maybe to meet Clay Matthews. It's just,
yeah,
it's just incredible. Russell Wilson,
yeah,
the sight of the Fail Mary.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is honestly, this is incredible. This game alone, my goodness gracious. The Seahawks may be a waning force, but you can guarantee that Pete Carroll will get them well drilled. The Packers, they're always there and thereabouts. This is a humdinger of a game. Wow, carry on.
I mean,
wow.
It's Thursday night football, so it'll be, you know, it'll be under the floodlights, it'll be loud because people will have been tailgating heartily. I really cannot wait for that. A lot of people can't. And it's obviously, I think this is a prudent time to mention as well, because I forgot to put this out earlier. We've been trying to get the itinerary out, that we are actually offering ticket upgrades as well, because all the group ticketing is up a level, the corner end zone. But if there's any particular game that people do want to go down to the lower level, then we can do upgrades. And this particular game, unsurprisingly, is giving the biggest disparity. But even then, it's £90 per person to upgrade to lower level on this one, and then 30 on the 49ers game, sorry Will, but there's less of a disparity there, and then we've got you know, a couple of other pricing differences, so people can do that, you can customise it a little bit. We've got the following day, this will be the end of the 7-day tour, so anyone that wants to do the three games and the Stanford game, that's great, and we can chaperone people to Seattle Tacoma Airport to fly home that day. We've got seats held with British Airways direct from Seattle, and you're looking at, if you do that tour, that's coming in at $2,490 per person double occupancy, $3,330 per person single occupancy, and that will be the end of that one.
Bargain. That is an absolute bargain. The coach journey, I'm can't wait for the Seahawks Packers game, Portland, three different states, the length and breadth of the Pacific Coast almost. Wow.
But wait, there's more.
What?
Yes. Yes.
There's more? No, that was the 10-day one.
The 10-day one's coming up now. You'll believe it.
Wow.
You get that, but wait. You get that, and then you get three more days. And this would be the 7-dayers will head back to the UK. The rest of us will continue south, back to LAX on the 9th, down to Los Angeles, and have a direct flight down there to arrive early afternoon in the City of Angels. We have a bus transfer from LAX to take us to our downtown hotel, and that's a couple of blocks from Union Station, which is very handy, because on Saturday we'll be going to see our fifth game of the 10-day tour, the second college game, and it will be to the Rose Bowl to see UCLA take on USC.
Now, I went to this game a couple of years ago, and it was a great game. Trojans shocked the Bruins. It's such a storied rivalry. And I'm sure we'll be tailgating, because this is one of the big... It's such a derby, this game. And this is such one of the biggest tailgates I've ever seen. The tailgate will be amazing. There'll be a lot of messy people beforehand. but it all makes for an amazing atmosphere inside the stadium, inside the legendary Rose Bowl. It is an amazing place. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a sort of real sort of standout on the tour as well. It is just an iconic stadium, and it's somewhere that a lot of people would like to have like to visit once in their sort of football lives. And you know, you've got the Rose Bowl parade every year, which always looks fantastic, and things like that. So yeah, it's hosted a lot of events. We'll be there, and it's going to be a full Derby crowd that will probably be well up for it. So that's going to be fun. And then heading back into LA, obviously that's you know, a fun place to hang out as well, and I'm sure we'll come up with some ideas of places to go on an evening, swingers style. Not swingers style. I said this to someone yesterday. So we're having a swingers party. No, it's not a swingers party. It's Swingers the film with Jon Favreau.
Yeah. Money, but, anyway, baby. Money.
Yeah, exactly. So we got that, and then the following day, Sunday, we will be taking a fan coach to Carson, California, to the StubHub Center, which is obviously, as we know, a soccer stadium, and I think it will provide a unique atmosphere for an NFL game. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be cozy, and it'll be the Chargers and the Broncos, which is a divisional matchup to finish with. So I'm quite happy with the way the fixtures played out there as well.
I'm not going to lie, I may get this. May be the time. I almost did it in Carolina on our last trip and got a number 22 Christian McCaffrey. I might get a baby blue Chargers jersey. I might do it. I don't know. This is an incredible tour.
It's so that's the way we finish. We'll have a pleasant final evening, and then on Monday we have most of the day Monday, so that will give us some time to do a bit of LA stuff, because the flight is not until the evening, and it's a direct flight back from Heathrow with BA. And that would conclude our 10-day tour, which is pricing at $3,300 per person double and $4,150 single. So yeah, realizing that it does add a little wedge to the total tour, but hopefully you'll agree it's a pretty once in a lifetime kind of trip, this, as well. So I think it's still coming in pretty good.
Ben, you've done honestly an absolutely incredible job getting this done, pricing this up, and I know there are some people that that some of the dates didn't work, and they've then gone on and done other tours with you, going over to Cincinnati and was it Pittsburgh as well? Either or.
Yeah, we can do any team, any game, or what have you. So I mean, we're doing some, you know, if it's just a couple of friends or three or four friends and it doesn't work for them, then we can just do an individual trip for them based on any combination of games. We're offering a few more sort of mini tours. This is the big daddy, we look for that to make sure that you guys and the listeners and the readers of Gridiron have an excellent experience. But you know, the smaller ones can also suit maybe those that are on, you know, less days, you know, they can get off work or they have a smaller budget. You know, we've just announced the Louisiana tour, which we obviously did last year for Gridiron, and that's four nights, and that includes LSU and Alabama and also the Saints and the Rams, which is a really good, strong couple of games, and also New Orleans, which obviously you and Will will testify. You can't really be bored in New Orleans, and you'd have three nights. And a swamp tour as well, which you did. You got a picture of you with an alligator on Twitter.
Me and the alligator. That was one of the best experiences I've ever had, and it was with a baby alligator. What was his name?
We'll have to get the picture and Will's fried chicken.
Willie Mays fried chicken. New Orleans is the best city I've ever been to, but I'm thinking that Portland and Seattle could run it close.
It'll be close, but if you want to do the four night thing, then that's just to, so you know, it's $1,650 a person, because obviously it's significantly less time and less games, but yeah, I think Portland and Seattle will be I can't wait to go to Seattle. You know, I'm a big fan of that kind of music and coffee and beer, so yeah.
I think it'll be a challenge for us to find a Nirvana cover band somewhere. That would be great. Wouldn't that be great? Nirvana cover band or Green Day cover band or a cover band per se. That we'll try that. We'll try and find that for people. I've got, we'll leave this in, but I've got, brand-wise, I've got some ideas. So I will hit you up with a few ideas. My mind, since we've heard that it's been the Pacific Coast Tour, has been whirring away with a few ideas of imagery and etc. And
playlists for the little videos as well on social media. On the bus as we're exiting states, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a lot of stuff we can put on.
Oh, man. Yeah, there is loads of stuff. LA Woman by The Doors. All those Seattle bands, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, yeah, Green Day. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Loads of people come from California and LA. Don't Stop Believing by
Stone
Journey.
Stone Temple Pilots. Were Stone Temple Pilots from Seattle or not? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know.
Scott Weiland and all that.
Either way, do you know what? We could do that and people could start adding to the playlist.
I think we should put it on Twitter. Name songs for the playlist, because I mean, I've got for LA. Obviously, we have Tupac.
Oh, of course we have. Yeah.
And it's a bit cheesy, but I do like. Is it Phantom Planet and California from the OC? I mean, that's a heck of a tune. California.
I see where you're going here. California Love, Snoop Dogg and Dre.
Yes, California Love is obviously the big one. That'll be for karaoke this year.
Yeah, well, Willie can actually, he can rap the whole thing, so...
Yeah, good.
Benny, it's been an absolute pleasure. Guys, at touchdowntrips.com, am I right?
Yes, at touchdowntrips on Twitter and Facebook, and then touchdowntrips.com for the website.
/gridiron-tour, but follow the links on the homepage. There are loads of other links for you to go to there as well. It's incredible. 7 nights, 3 states... 10 nights, 3 states. How many games, Ben? Six games of American football. I absolutely cannot wait. Benny, we'll speak to you very soon.
Cheers, Ollie. Talk to you later, guys.
Hello, you're listening to the Horse Ramble Daily, where we'll be covering all of your horse needs. There's more. Every day during the Cheltenham Festival, Betway are giving you the chance to win £50,000 in the free-to-play or to win game. Head to betway.com to play now. Up next, more horses. Horse, horse, horse. Horse, horse, horse. Horse, horse, horse. Full terms apply. 18 plus only. BeGambleAware.org.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ben. Weddy, what's going on? I mean, did you just want me to speak entirely to Ben? I mean, I did get really excited about the whole thing.
You're so enthusiastic, and the fact that we were talking about Green Bay and LA and stuff, I just let you run with it, mate. I enjoyed listening to you, so I was happy to just lie back and let you take the lead. It was great
in your salmon dress shorts, which you've had 20 minutes to send me that picture, and it still hasn't come through. You're a disgrace.
Literally sending it to you now while we're talking.
Okay, great.
So I think let's just run off through the rest of the podcast. Again, apologies for those who sent in the questions. That's a very good response. I sent you posted a thing about the QPR badge being wrong on Sky Sports News, yeah. And I just replied with a very flippant, "No one cares, mate." Adam Foxcroft replied with, "I care," and I just quote tweeted my own tweet back to him saying, "No one cares, mate," and he just quote tweeted his own tweet back to me. It's a great exchange. I'm thoroughly enjoying that.
Did you see my honey badger? #badgewatch. I wondered if you'd got that.
No. Very funny, mate. Yeah, very funny. I liked it. Thanks. So you know I got it.
Thanks, mate.
Right, the red pink combination is coming your way now. So I think we just talk about the bits of news that have happened this week. We've got some really good interviews lined up for the off-season. Not that we haven't already had some amazing interviews in the likes of, I don't know, Earl Thomas, in the likes of Landon Collins, in the likes of Jay Ajayi. But yeah, we're gonna keep them rolling through the summer. We've got loads more coming for you over the coming weeks. But, you know, today, it's that lull after the draft. The OTAs are happening, the rookie mini camps even. Not a huge amount of news out there. So we just thought we'd hit on the big beats from the last week.
No, and you're right to do so. Absolutely right to do so. And, I mean, I suppose the first place to start has got to be Matt Ryan's mega money, big bucks. I love all of those alliterative things, and they really work together. deal with the Atlanta Falcons.
What other phrases for money are there?
Mega money, big bucks.
Old cash.
Yeah, cold cash.
I'm trying to think of, like, what's a word for big beginning with C?
You could go... gargantuan is with a G, but it's kind of the similar kind of starting sound.
Carcantuan.
Carcantuan. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm struggling today. I'm not going to lie. I've had a real lazy day. Right. So Matt Ryan, $150 million, 5-year contract, $100 million guaranteed. Whoa. I mean, let's not forget, this is a guy who only signed a 6-year, $103 million contract back in the summer of 2013. And this is what's interesting about this deal to me is, firstly, anyone who questions it, Matt Ryan, we're talking about a former MVP, a guy who still played to an incredibly high level last year despite losing bits of the offensive line, despite having a change of coordinator, which clearly caused a problem. He still played to a very high level. He's absolutely worth every single penny of this. I thought what was interesting is that we just had Kirk Cousins sign his fully guaranteed $81 million 3-year deal, and that was meant to change the way that quarterback contracts worked. Well, suddenly we're back to a pretty standard quarterback contract again.
Yeah. And tradition breaks easily when it comes... No, doesn't break easily when it comes to NFL teams. And the Kirk Cousins thing was so... I wouldn't say groundbreaking, but it was so out there, so off the wall from what normally goes on with these contract negotiations and how things are signed, that it makes you think that actually... And they always... NFL players always say the process when they talk about signing these contracts... The process for Matt Ryan must have started way before Kirk Cousins' thing had been signed off. And, of course, these teams and these players, well, maybe the teams collude with each other on other aspects, but I don't think they do so with contracts regarding players currently at their organisation. So I think with Matt Ryan... They were obviously well within the process, and yeah, $100 million, is he worth it? Jeepers, I don't know. Is he worth it off the back of one really good year, sandwiched between error laden, turnover laden years? It's about right, maybe, but I'm struggling to see whether he's fully going to justify it. I think he needs a Super Bowl to justify it. I think the guy he's got to thank most is Shanahan.
You could kind of argue that about absolutely anyone
who gets
that mega contract, because it's going to be Aaron Rodgers next, mate. You know it.
Oh, and it will be, and it has to be. And what we all need, as what Green Bay Packers fans really need, is that to be tied up as soon as possible, because the off-season and even the latter part of last season... Rodgers was whispering, or there are whisperings about Rodgers, and he's not happy. And then the firing of the quarterback coach at Green Bay at the end of the season, he wasn't contacted about that, and other hirings and firings in the back office, and what was going on with Jordy Nelson, his trusted lieutenant. Rodgers was making all the wrong noises, it seemed to me. But then he tweeted out that tweet, which I got the wrong end of the stick, and you had to translate for me. And I felt better about it again. So
yeah, he liked the fact that the team didn't just go complete full on, making a big fuss and deal out of it, and just saying what he said and acting with it. What is interesting about the Matt Ryan contract?
Yeah.
Is even though he's making $30 million a season, $47 million paid right now up front, there are very, very few core players that they're going to have to lose because of that. You saw when Joe Flacco signed his big money contract, they really struggled to keep players around. You saw when Russell Wilson signed his contract, within 2 years, they had to get rid of a lot of the big money players, a lot of the free agents they'd signed. Tevin Coleman will probably move on next season. He's in a contract year, and I'd be surprised if they can pay both him and Devonta Freeman. But actually, beyond that, with the extended cap, with the way the contract is built, with everything else, I'm not so sure they're going to have to lose a lot of their high-end talent to pay for the quarterback. The fact he was already on a big contract makes a lot of that. I mean, I know he's now on a much bigger contract.
Yeah.
But it's not like these teams... People have said, oh, that's it, the team are done now. It's not like the teams who get somebody on the rookie scale, super cheap, succeed because of that, and then struggle afterwards. Like, there's talk this week about the Cowboys getting ready to pay Dak Prescott, not now, but within like next year probably. And what sort of money is he going to earn, and what's that going to do to the rest of their team? So I think that's a much bigger deal when it's a rookie, because the jump is enormous. It's two blue chip players.
Well, and especially for a guy that you lucked into getting in, what was it, the fourth round with Dak or third round with Dak?
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, he's earning. Whereabouts would you say? So there are 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
64 if you include the backups. And if you really want, we can all go all the way to 96. I think I've given away where it comes within, though. This season, where do you think Dak's contract, in terms of cost of the team, is ranking amongst all quarterbacks in the NFL?
Now, if you'd have just left it to the starters, I would have said 32nd. If you'd have left it to the 64, I would have probably gone, I don't know, 45 maybe. But now that you said that...
But I thought I gave it away by saying, if you really want to go to the 96, it is within the 64. He's not being paid less than all 32 backups, but it's within the 64.
So 45.
61.
Wow.
He is the 61st best paid quarterback in the NFL.
And you would definitely have him as top 20 quarterback in the league? Top 15,
yeah, I mean,
certainly.
Yeah, I think if you put his situation... if you talk about the running back, the offensive line he can achieve there, he has the potential to produce like a top 10 quarterback. Do I think his raw skills are that of a top 10 quarterback? No, but I think he succeeds within that system, and that's the main thing for them. I am concerned about their wide receiving options, as we've talked about before in the past. But yeah, I just think from a Falcons perspective, they're kind of fine. You're right.
There, what the Falcons have got now, and they know that Tevin Coleman will leave at the end of his... Well, they don't know that, but we can all surmise and guess that they won't be able to afford to pay two blue-chip running backs who have a short shelf life. So they've got a year now to go and find the next Alvin Kamara, similar, and pick him up, you know, really, really scout hard and find someone that they can pick up in the second and third round that will be cheap for three or four years and be a great complementary to Devonta Freeman and fit into their scheme. They'll look around and see those kind of running backs all over the place. And as we've seen, running backs can be taken later on and do really, really good jobs. And my team being a prime example, Green Bay, with who they picked up in the last draft, two drafts ago, in Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, both of whom came in, slotted in really well, and obviously were scouted heavily by Green Bay to fit that scheme. And I think that's what Atlanta will do. And because that's their only real skill position of need, because what they've got going on at tight end is working for them, the Julio Jones, they've just added Calvin Ridley, Matt Ryan's going to stick around, and the defense is looking great. You could see the roster building and the foreplanning going on straight away there. And the more and more I think about it, you're right, the more and more it looks like a really, really good deal to keep continuity within the club. And that's something that Matt Ryan has said as well. He wanted to be that franchise guy, and the fact that all of these pieces are sticking around helped his decision. I think $100 million guaranteed also helped his decision. But all
Probably.
Of that... Yeah, exactly. But all of that has helped this to be a pretty good match. And we're talking also it being in a great stadium, which is going to host the Super Bowl, and the Falcons have got a chance of making it this year.
Let's just roll through the rest of these stories then. Cliff Averill, his Seattle career is over. He failed the physical designation. The team have waived him. Same kind of neck injury. It feels like a very similar situation to the tight end out of Green Bay who we met in the summer.
Jermichael Finley.
His name is going to completely escape me. Jermichael Finley. Have we played that interview out on the show yet? Sure we have.
Should we play it at the end of this?
Yeah, I'll need to find it, but maybe. Yeah, maybe we should.
Well, if it's there, Willie's found it. If it's not, he can't find it in time.
There you go. Perfect.
And it'll come out at some other time. We're looking into the future there. Sorry, lads. Sorry to put you on the spot there, big guy.
Yeah, cheers, mate. I do feel like, you know, his 5 years in Seattle were fantastic. I saw somebody say on Twitter, like, borderline Hall of Famer if he can play for another 2 years. I don't think he's in that kind of realm, but he was a very, very good pass rusher on a very, very good defense, and it's another piece that the Seahawks need to replace longer term, which I bet there's a chance Cliff Averill may have gone this summer anyway because of his contract situation and the team's cap situation, but their hand was kind of forced, and it is a shame. What about Big Ben on Mason Rudolph saying, well, a third round pick why wouldn't we, you know, use that on a player who can help us now? I'm going to be here for another 5 years, at least.
What an absolute...
family show. Family show.
What a penis head. That's allowed. Isn't it? I mean, it's anatomic and both of those things. I think this is an absolute disgrace. I'm feeling a bit like Sam Stevens there. He does. That's one of his big... Sam Stevens, the producer for Willie's Overnight Show, it often comes out. I think it's an absolute disgrace. I really do, though, because...
Posh Sam.
The Posh Sam. Because this is a guy who, over the last 2 years, has been really non-committal about coming back and playing, although everyone kind of thought he would. But it has put the frighteners up, the Steelers, who have reacted by getting a guy that they think they can work with, and looks like a guy who will take over from Big Ben. Who knows what would happen with that anyway. But I don't think Big Ben has got any right in saying that he will be around for 3 to 5 years, because he's been agitating at the end of the season, saying...
Every year.
And
the team are well within their right to look at the...
Absolutely.
...they need. Mason Rudolph is a good developmental talent. I think my only problem is he landed with a quarterback who's not going to give him the help that he maybe needs, potentially.
Well, it could be...
It strikes me more like a Brett Favre, yes, Aaron exactly. Rodgers, Joe Montana, Steve Young situation than a Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo. Apparently, even though we had the nastiness at the end... You know, Tom Brady really helped Garoppolo and really, you know, helped him develop. And I think you can see it in his skill set now when it comes to the way he reads the game. So, yeah, maybe Mason Rudolph's clever about it, being able to watch the way that Big Ben works is enough. But I don't think he's going to be getting a lot of explicit help from Big Ben. Let's put it that way. Mark Ingram suspended for 4 games for PEDs. Still potential for him to... they're going to wait for the statements in full to come out and for the ruling in full to come out before they decide whether or not he's going to appeal this. But yeah, the Saints have said they're not planning to replace him. It leaves them in a little bit of a... It's a funny one, because Alvin Kamara is a guy who, we saw it last year, despite his size, can pound the rock, can move up the middle. Here's the problem. The reason that it works so well is that Mark Ingram is sneaky good at catching the ball. Alvin Kamara is sneaky good at running the ball. And so that made their play calls unpredictable. It was much easier for them to switch out into a run, switch out into a pass. Now, I know you can do that with Kamara as well, but you've lost maybe that element of surprise with it. To the same extent, teams are waiting for it, whereas quite often last year, if they saw Kamara in the backfield, they knew 99 times out of 100 he was going to run the ball. They just knew that he could also pass it as well. So shame for those first four games. I feel like the Saints should be okay, but it's a really tough division.
And what's interesting about Mark Ingram, well, firstly, he's saying that it wasn't performance. His agents are saying it wasn't performance-enhancing drugs. It's something that's actually on the exemption list. So we'll have to wait and see. But the Saints, they are kind of light in that position. They drafted Boston Scott in the 6th round from Louisiana Tech as a running back, and they've got Jonathan Williams, Trey Edmonds, and Zach Line as the fullback as well. Getting rid of Kobe Fleener this week, the former Colts tight end, with 2 years left.
You know what we can do is play our favourite Ezekiel Elliott game. Who's he gonna miss? They start off at home with the Bucks, then the Browns. I mean, unless the Browns are as drastically improved as some are predicting, those are 2 games they could win without him. They didn't have to go to the Falcons and then to the Giants. I mean, the Giants were pretty bad against the run last year, so actually, maybe that's not the worst. He could have had a worse 4 games. That trip to the Falcons is really tough, but definitely could have. There are tougher... You know, there's a run in their schedule where they face the Ravens, Vikings, Rams, Bengals, who have got a good run D, Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys. It's like a 7-game run. Anywhere in that 4 would have been a lot rougher for them. Plus, right at the end of the season, they've got the Panthers twice in 3 weeks. So, there sometimes, if you know that the guy is unlikely he's not going to get the suspension overturned, maybe just eat it early in the season, knowing that if you go 2-2, that's pretty salvageable.
You are not going to believe this. Boston Scott went to Zachary High School.
Amazing.
That is incredible. I've just spotted that. That is amazing. Zachary's High School was the high school game that we went to on the Deep South tour, and we pretty much all of us fell in love with. And that is incredible.
That is incredible. I love that.
Wow. Yeah. How did that pass us by, escape us?
Oh, who knows?
I'll tell you how. Off-season, baby. Off-season.
Simon Clancy should be responsible for these things, let's be honest.
Yeah, he really should.
CJ Anderson signs with the Carolina Panthers.
Now, trailed this at the top. Why do you love this so much?
I love this because it's exactly what the Panthers needed and exactly what they were light on. They went out, and so far this offseason, they've gone and got a wide receiver that they desperately needed in DJ Moore, the Steve Smith replacement, as Steve Smith himself said. Still wish they had another big guy to pair with Devin Funchess, because Cam Newton's not a touch passer. He's like a better version of Colin Kaepernick. He's got it's a lot of power, a lot of high balls, but I think DJ Moore does fit their scheme reasonably well. They did the whole thing last offseason where they brought in Curtis Samuel and Christian McCaffrey, who both operate out of the backfield to an extent, but both can play in the slot, both can catch the ball. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a really good thunder back, as it were.
No, Jonathan Stewart had been getting on a bit. His yards per touch had fallen dramatically, and I think everyone realised that he wouldn't be retained. And CJ Anderson's a huge upgrade, isn't he?
Massive upgrade. And what he does is he can be what Jonathan Stewart and the like were in the season that they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He can affect their offense in that fashion, and that's why I love it. It gives Cam Newton what he needs to take the pressure off him. It opens up the running lanes for him when he does scramble and run the ball. It helps in the passing game because teams have to think more about the run. And I think CJ Anderson, last year, behind a terrible Broncos line at times, he showed something like he had flashes of real, real ability, and he's done that consistently. Now he's going to a scheme that should, in theory, run the ball a lot more and suit him with North Turner. I mean, this is exactly the kind of back that North Turner in the past has turned into a superstar, a fantasy superstar at that, one to watch out for. I love it.
A fantasy darling.
I haven't done that in a while. Oh, fantasy darling. The South is looking tasty as anything this year with the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers, and with what the Bucks have done on defense, even the Bucks.
Are we going to... I've just had a thought. Maybe it's a crazy one to spring on you right now. Where we had the...
Yeah, I want
to
eat my dinner, so come on.
Well, no, when we had the NFC disgrace, should we have the NFC tasty?
Let's workshop the name.
But you know what I mean. Something like that. Yeah. Like
I like it.
NFC sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't quite work. But you know what I mean.
Let's workshop the name.
Okay. But you're
but
on
I like it.
You're kind
I'm
of
on board.
Okay, great.
I'm on board in theory.
Okay, great. I think that's the main big news that people care about.
I did just want to mention, I'm sure everyone's seen it, but the brilliant story coming out of very famous Japanese baseball player Ichiro, who
Suzuki
Ichiro Suzuki, who got the a number handed to him by whose number was handed off to Alex Rodriguez by A-Rod to Tom Brady, who wanted to come and meet him and study his stretching system. And he told the coaches, "I've had some random text from a number I don't recognize." One of the coaches said, "What's the guy's name?" And he said, "Some guy called Tom Brady."
Amazing.
Who the F is Tom Brady?
That is incredible.
You've got to remember that for as much as he is the absolute superstar of our world and his world, when it comes to the world outside of America and those who are fans, it's all about Giselle, really.
We all know it's all about Giselle, but baseball's so insular. And actually, something I went to this week, I know you got to go, but the baseball announcement of London, they're trying to become less insular and put it out there. But within America, it does seem like baseball is such an insular kind of inward-looking sport that it doesn't surprise me that a Japanese guy from the West Coast maybe doesn't give a jot, two hoots about American football. It doesn't surprise me that he doesn't know him, actually. I don't know.
Mate, good work. Nice, quick pod, sexy, got it working, promoted the tour. Go to touchdowntrips.com to find out more. Check out our Twitter at Gridiron. Ollie, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I need to...
Why did you say yes when I'm trying to leave to go and eat dinner?
Well, you'll understand in a moment. I really need... I'm starting to get into wrestling, and I really need a new podcast. Have you got any recommendations?
I said I wasn't going to plug it on the show, but at Pro Wrestle Pod on Twitter, me and John Jackson have started a new radio show and podcast. If you are a fan of the WWE, we had Paige and Jimmy Havoc this week.
Norwich's finest.
Not Kevin Jimmy Owens Havoc. And Sami Zayn next week, plus a bit of Chris Jericho as well. So it's going to be a great show, and I promise you it won't take away from the Gridiron Show.
Well, can I just say also that I won't be listening, but I will download, and so should everybody else.
I appreciate it. And go on iTunes and give it a nice 5-star rating as well, because we don't get a rating until we've had enough of them. So go and do that as well, Ollie.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Right. Any other final thoughts that don't blow smoke up my backside?
Yeah.
I'm going to slap you next time I see you.
What have you got for dinner?
I've got Kokoro, which has just arrived about five minutes ago.
What's Kokoro?
We've got katsu curry, and I'm going to go and eat it.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
I'm hanging up.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. Thank you for listening. This has been The Gridiron Show.
With Touchdown Trips, getting you, yes, you, in the game. He's actually gone. I can't believe he's gone. Save me some curry.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.